systematic light curve modeling of TDEs, statistical differences between the spectroscopic classes, by Matt Nicole et al. With the sample of observed tidal disruption events, TDEs, now reaching several tens, distinct spectroscopic classes have emerged. TDEs with only hydrogen lines, only helium lines, TDE-He, or hydrogen in combination with He2 and often N3, O3, plus He. Here we model the light curves of 32 optically bright TDEs using the Modular Open Source Fitter for Transients, MOSFIT, to estimate physical and orbital properties, and look for statistical differences between the spectroscopic classes. For all types, we find a shallow distribution of star masses, compared to a typical initial mass function, between approximately 0.1 to 1 MSN, and no TDEs with very deep, beta-1, encounters. Our main result is that TDEH events appear to come from less complete disruptions, and possibly lower SMBH masses than plus He, with TDEHe events fully disrupted. We also find that TDEH events have more extended photospheres, in agreement with recent literature, and argue that this could be a consequence of differences in the self-intersection radii of the debris streams. Finally, we identify an approximately linear correlation between black hole mass and radiative efficiency. We suggest that TDEH may be powered by collision-induced outflows at relatively large radii, while plus He could result from prompt accretion disks, formed more efficiently in closer encounters around more massive SMBHs. This was Systematic Light Curve Modeling of TDEs, Statistical Differences Between the Spectroscopic Classes, by Matt Nicole et al.